Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to continue to learn how to speak in the rhythm of American English. Speaking in the rhythm of English will make you sound more like a native speaker, and more importantly, it will be easier for people to understand you. In order to speak with the right rhythm, you have to stress the right words and right syllables. Stressing the wrong words can be confusing to your listener. In last week's podcast, we learned which types of words are usually stressed in English. I strongly recommend that you listen to that podcast if you haven't already. As we learned in last week's podcast, content words such as nouns, verbs, and adjectives are usually the stressed words. However, there is more to speaking English with the rhythm of an American than just that. In every phrase, there is usually one word which receives the most stress. This is known as the focus word, and using focus words in your speech is a key part to being understood by native speakers and an essential part of speaking with an American accent. The focus of this week's podcast is to learn what a focus word is and the general rule for choosing the focus word. We're also going to practice using focus words in some key American expressions. So let's begin by reviewing what we mean by the word stress and which words are stressed in English. As we previously learned in podcast 14, stress in English is primarily indicated through the lengthening of a vowel and a rise in pitch. This rise in intonation is also called pitch emphasis. Longer vowels and higher pitches are the real way to indicate a stressed syllable or word. In any phrase or sentence, certain words receive more stress, and we can hear that their vowels are longer and the pitch of their stressed syllable is somewhat higher. These are known as content words. Content words include verbs, nouns, adjectives, adverbs, WH question words, such as what, where, who, how, why, and when, and demonstratives, this, that, these, and those. These types of words are usually the most important and newest pieces of information in the context of our conversation. Let's listen to a sentence and notice how the content words are stressed. Listen for long vowels and higher pitches on the content words. I waited for several hours. Notice how I stressed waited, several, and hours. Please listen again. I waited for several hours. All of the words which I stressed are content words. Wait is a verb, several is an adjective, and hours is a noun. Most importantly, they contain the most important part of my message. By stressing these words, I highlight the most important part of my message and make it easier for my listener to understand me. However, perhaps you noticed that one of these words received more stress than the others. Its pitch was slightly higher and its vowel was slightly longer. Let's listen again, trying to find the word. I waited for several hours. If you chose the word hours, you are correct. Hours is the focus word. Every phrase in English has at least one word that receives the most stress. And this word is known as the focus word. It's extremely important to have a focus word in each phrase. I should also mention that by phrase, I mean a group of connected words that make a complete idea. It's not necessary for the phrase to be a complete clause or sentence. Now let's discuss how we know which word should be the focus word? There is a general rule for determining the focus word within a phrase. The rule is as follows. The last content word of a phrase is usually the focus word. Notice in the previous example, there were three content words, waited, several, and hours. But the last content word, hours, had a longer vowel and a higher pitch. Here's another example. I thought the film was good. In this example, there are three content words, thought, film, and good. But notice how I stressed the last content word, good, a little bit more than the others. Notice that I did not say the phrase like this. I thought the film was good. The rhythm of this phrase was too even, too staccato and monotone. In order to sound like a native speaker, I need to stretch the vowel and to make its pitch slightly higher than the other content words. You may be wondering why the last content word is usually the focus word. This is difficult to explain, but it relates to the syntax, the structure of English grammar. For now, it's best to simply accept the rule almost as a phenomenon of English. You may also be wondering if the last content word is always the focus word. The answer to that is no. This is a general rule, and there are exceptions. But of course, it's important to master the essentials before the exceptions. It is possible to stress a content word that comes earlier in the phrase. It's going to depend on what you're trying to say, what your point is. This is known as moving focus words. Moving focus words will be covered in a future podcast. For now, remember that when all of the content words in your phrase are new and important information in your conversation, you want to make the last content word your main focus word. It's very important to master this pattern. Many students of English make the following two mistakes. The first mistake many English students make is that all of the words of their phrase are stressed too evenly. This is confusing to the listener because the American ear has been trained to listen for content words and to listen for one main focus word. Without those signals in the right place, it's not clear what the point of the speaker is. Another common mistake that English students make is stressing the wrong focus word. Some English students use focus words but choose the wrong one. They might choose a content word that comes earlier in the sentence. Again, this is confusing to the American listener because we are accustomed to generally hearing the main focus word at the end of the phrase. Now let's practice using focus words in some key expressions of English. Pay careful attention to your rhythm. We're going to use the expressions from last week's podcast, but this time we're going to pay extra attention to the focus word in each phrase. Remember to make the stressed syllable of the last content word longer and with a higher pitch. Really try to feel the rhythm and intonation of the sentence, almost like it's music. Please listen and repeat the following expressions, paying careful attention to the main focus word in each phrase. Nice to meet you. When are you free for lunch? Do you need to see a doctor? It's time to raise the bar. I'd like to make a reservation. John and Lisa are tying the knot. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent and with an American rhythm is a gradual process, but if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. You get all of the sounds of English in one course. And now you can buy each lesson individually or buy the full course. The choice is up to you. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.